Every week here on KNKX, we tell stories from around the Northwest on our show Sound Effect. There's always a theme, and this next story is about someone who is a very big fan. Sound Effect's Kevin Kniestad has more.
I remember going home to a neighborhood friend, and she had the Double Vision record by Foreigner.
Neighbor,
and that was really he cool got me into like stuff like Kiss and Van Halen.
I remember hearing Led Zeppelin, a whole lot of love.
I remember hearing even the stuff when Steve Perry joined the band from Journey. So I was obviously, my brother and I were a huge fan of Journey and all that music, you know.
You're listening to Sound Effect. I'm Kevin Kniestad in for Gabriel Spitzer, and this is Steve Fournier. He's a drum instructor at the Seattle Drum School, and it's also pretty clear that he's a huge fan of 70s and 80s arena rock.
To be honest with you, really, you know, I've been kind of stuck in that era. Brings back a lot of memories growing up as a kid, and then as an adult, you go back to that time when you were a kid, when you first heard those songs or first heard that band. That's what really, I think, stuck with me.
So this music is kind of part of Steve's DNA. He's even the lead singer of a Foreigner cover band called Fever 103. And like any mega fan, when one of these bands from your favorite era comes to town, you go and see them in concert. And this was the case for Steve last fall when the band Loverboy came to play in Everett. You remember Loverboy? They made it big with songs like Working for the Weekend, Turn Me Loose, and Lovin' Every Minute of It. Lead singer Mike Reno would wear that iconic red headband. But at this particular Loverboy concert in Everett, it took kind of an odd turn, almost immediately.
So Loverboy comes on, Mike Reno starts singing Notorious, and you can tell it was kind of a little bit rough. When, you know, but we're still rocking out. I'm totally singing all the lyrics and rocking out. And they finish the song, and he professes to the crowd that he just caught the flu. And, you know, he doesn't know how things are going to go, yada, yada. I'll, you know, give it my best shot. So he was only good for like two more songs after that. And that's when everything kind of came to a halt.
I guess it's, there's nothing much I can do. I can't sing anymore, so I just have to be honest with it.
And we're all just kind of sitting here in the audience going, what, you know, everybody was like, what is going on, you know? And they're like kind of chatting up there, and Mike's like, I don't know what to do. So he goes, do you mind if I bring a friend out?
We can play some music, I'll bring a friend out. Is that okay?
So he actually brings this gal out on stage, and I guess it's his wife. And so he brings her out, and she goes, well, I'm not Mike Reno. I wish I was.
So I'm not Mike, but I wish I was.
So she's kind of talking and chatting with the crowd. And then she kind of basically says, well, is there a lover boy in the house? Is there anybody that can knows the songs?
I wish we loved you. Got any singers out there tonight? You know, the lead singer loses his voice and can't sing. Okay, everybody's pointing to somebody.
So the people that were around me started chanting my name. And I was like, this is just too much. I don't know what's going on. So Colin's trying to get to me, and he grabs me and he pushes me up on stage.
Somehow I think he's legit. Okay, no, you can walk around. Steve? All right, Steve.
So the next thing you know, she hands me a mic, and you know, when I said this is for Mike Reno, he came out and took his headband off and puts it on my head, and I'm like thinking, what is this, like, really happening? You know, it was just so crazy. I was like, all right, well, here it goes, do or die. So I sing Turn Me Loose.
Steve didn't just sing, he freaking killed it, and the audience went crazy. For a guy like Steve, this is the ultimate fan dream. And that's our theme today, Biggest Fan. We'll hear how nerdiness and burlesque are pairing up, and a fan letter that finally gets sent after 2 decades in the making. And what happened to that iconic red headband that Mike Reno placed on Steve's head on stage?
I kept it. Of course, washed it.
Honestly, what I was thinking about after that happened, I'm like, oh man, I hope I don't get the flu. And if I do, it's effing worth it, man. All the way.
Try tonight? Where are you? Get up here.